To begin our Advent meditation, I remind you of the habit of Advent which you are putting into practice. That habit involves focusing on the now, whatever experience is impinging upon your consciousness now, bringing the Word of Life to bear on whatever is preoccupying you, that is, a light upon whatever situation you're pondering, and talking about your reflection with someone or in the form of journaling. That's the habit of Advent. Scripture scholars tell us that sheep are mentioned more frequently in Scripture than any other animal, like 500 times. And experts in animal husbandry tells us that sheep can recognize not only the human face of their shepherd, but the individual faces of other sheep as well. And they respond to facial expression and mood changes in their shepherd and in other sheep. I will have to trust the experts on that. They visibly express emotions, such as depression, by hanging their head or avoiding positive actions when they experience stress or isolation. As stress levels increase, these sheep begin to bleat. They give up, they lie down, and refuse to move. Could this be what happened to the lost sheep in today's gospel? Perhaps, while gazing, she became separated from the flock. Later, she discovers that she's alone. The shepherd and herd are nowhere in sight. She becomes agitated, begins bleeding, and loses hope. She gives up, lies down, and does not want to move. Meanwhile, the shepherd leaves the other 99 to their flocking instincts and begins to search for the lost one. It must be found. The shepherd has instincts for this. Bring this light of the word that you've just read to bear on those whom you observe are lost and feel like they are least. Did you notice in Isaiah the prophet's beautiful imagery of God doing the impossible? Wolves with lambs, a calf and the lion, a cow with a bear. Lions and cows will eat the same food, and a baby will play in a snake pit of cobras. There shall be no ruin. That is the imaginative and hope-filled prayer of peace. In other words, in today's psalm response, we read, "Justice shall flourish in his times, and fullness of peace forever." And this wisdom will only be understood by the childlike, that is, those who trust without hesitation. So let this season be the Christ-like formation that God intends for you. You know the darkness in which you discover the lost and bewildered. Trust your faith-filled instincts. Christ is at work in you. To paraphrase the scriptures, what we are fully to become has yet to be seen. God is not finished with us yet. Jesus asks you the same question he asked his disciples. What do you think? Here's what St. Paul of the Cross thought. The misfortune of this world helps us to advance more and more on the way of the divine commandments when they are taken from God's loving hand and with resignation to his holy will.